The news bulletin ran on KRT. North Korea fired a long-range missile over the weekend. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
It's a provocative act that has grave implications. North Korea ignored its international obligations, rejected the unequivocal calls for restraint, and further isolated itself from the community of nations.
Pyongyang is flexing its muscles as U.S. President Barack Obama has been overseas trying to find common cause on the global economy and shore up support for U.S. efforts in Afghanistan. Bruce Klinger of the Heritage Foundation.
So it's not only a test of the Obama administration, both to see whether its actions match its so far commendably firm rhetoric towards North Korea, but also how good is Obama at influencing China and Russia to do the right thing.
The permanent five members of the UN Security Council are meeting to work on a response, which has eluded the Council so far.
Also, it's a direct challenge to the UN Security Council. Will it defend its resolutions if it wants to maintain any real viability?
Diplomats say China and Russia would probably accept a Security Council warning to Pyongyang, urging it to comply with UN resolutions and return to the six-party talks. But they would oppose a binding resolution intended to punish North Korea. Deborah Luderbeck, Reuters.
Thank you.